Ella, but if you're going to tell me, the way you just said, Eliyam Ridaka Gemiri, no, that even though you go through the short route, you have no right to wait. It's Bedafka means you have to go through the short route, and any way you exit, whether it's speedy or fast, that's the way you have to move. You have no right to wait at all. So Hechi Mishkachas law, even though the person dodges through the short route, still he has no right to wait there. So if he waits there to do the Avodah, why do you say he's only Chayiv Nisa B'dei Shemayim? He should also be Chayiv Koris for the fact he waited in the Beis HaMikdash.
Why does Rashi say that?
So Moran says, Om Rabbaya, my Kusha, what should be questioned here? Mishkachas, I could find you a case, could go in Shabor Biksara. The claim, as soon as he realized that he was Tomei, he exited and he started to go through the short route. So he's not Chayiv Koris. But for Hofach Pitzinura, on his way out, he had a stick, a fork, and he turned over a piece of meat that was on the Marocha, on the burning, on the Mizbeach. And that's the Avodah that he did, and that doesn't take time. While he's walking, he could do it. The Rashi says, Hofach, Mashalamanu Lamato, he turned the piece of meat upside down, what was on top, and made it on bottom, made it burn better. Ukeda Rafuna, and like Rafuna says, Tiyam Rafuna, Zav, a regular Yisrael, Shehofach, Pitzinura, if he takes the fork and turns over a piece of meat on the Mizbeach, Chayiv Misa, for that is Chayiv Misa, that's Rafuna's Kiddush, this is also considered an Avodah. Rashi says, Avodah, Shemekarev Ikuloi, it makes it burn, be eaten up faster. V'yesh kan Avodah B'loi Shia, so it's possible to have this Kain, he's not Chayiv Koros for being in the Beis HaMikdash, because he's leaving. As soon as he realizes it's Tomei, he's leaving. But he's Chayiv Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim for turning over doing this Avodah.
Because he was
Tomei. Right. Gufa.
No.
Yeah, that's why the Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim is, right. No, that's the Finnish case. Yeah, but our case, we're interested in the Mitzvah Sanhedrin. Gufa, what did we just say? Omer Rafun himself says that Zahar Shehofak B'tzinura Chayiv Mitzvah. Regular Yisrael that turns over the piece of meat, for that alone is Chayiv Misa.
Yeah.
Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Either loy hofach, loy miyachlei, if without him turning over this piece of meat, it was on a part of the Marocha, that the fire would not get there, it would not be burnt up at all. So Chav Shita Avadu is doing a Misa, he's doing an Avodah. That's one of the Avodahs of burning the Avorim. Now, Marv is connected the burning of the Avorim. If without him turning it over, it also would have been burnt up. So my COVID, what kind of avodah did he do? He didn't do anything. Would have been done anyway. But tzrich is chiddush like this. True, but it would have taken 2 hours for it to be burnt up. But now that he turned it upside down, it burnt up in 1 hour. So the hawk, this is a tremendous chiddush. Making it faster, being the car, bringing it closer, sooner. The Avodah, that's also considered an Avodah, that's Rafuna's big Kiddush. So here also, this Kohen on his way out, he turned over the meat, they made it burn a little bit faster, for that he's Chayiv.
Not really that big a
Kiddush,
but you can announce
that too. Omer Rabbi Shia, Bina de'Eimer Milsa, I would like to say something, but I'm afraid what they're going to ask him on it. So it doesn't sound so good, but he holds it's true. Now what? He would like to say like this. Ha'nichnas l'beis ha'menuga. If somebody walks into a house that has a nega, that the pasuk says that whoever comes into the house becomes tummy. So he wanted to say that's only if you walk in front the normal way, you face front. But if you walk in backwards, derech ha'churov, v'yafila kuloi, even if your whole body is inside the house, chutz michoitmoi, just the last part of your body, let's say it's your nose, lavdafka. Let's say you stick your head out and your nose is still sticking outside. That's the last part of your body that's still outside. He wanted to say tor. Even though most of your body, practically everything, is inside the bayis, still you'd be tor. The pasuk says, v'habo el habayis. It says if you come into the bayis, which there it means, it's just roishav rube comes in, your tummy. But that's only if you do it derech biya osrotera. If you come in the normal way, you go in frontwards. But here, if you're coming in backwards, he wanted to say you're not tummy unless your whole body is inside. We'll soon see. If your whole body is inside the house, then you're tummy. But he says, I'm afraid of my chaverim. Why? Because they're going to ask me, ihochi if so, kulanami, that if I say walking backwards, it's not called coming into the house, That's not called derech abiyah. So why, if your whole body walks in backwards, why there are your tummy? Why do you say only if your nose is sticking out? Even if your nose is inside also, you should be tor. My Rav, on this Rav said back, no, that's not a question. Kulay, if the whole body enters inside, even though you came in backwards, legora mikelin shababayis, you're not worse than the kelim that were in the house before the kohen pronounced the house to be tummy. They don't have a bee at all. But it's mashma, anything that's inside completely also becomes tummy. The pasuk says, like before the kohen pronounces this house to be a base menuga, we tell them, take out all the kelim, that the kelim should not become tummy. For lo yitame, do not let the kelim inside become tummy. Because if you leave them there, and now the kohen pronounces the bayis tummy, the kelim become tummy also. Even though the kelim never had a bia, it's not considered they're coming into the house, they were there from before. So what do you see? If you're totally inside the house, then your tummy even without a bia. So if he walks in backwards, it's not worse than being in there from before, that your tummy. Yeah. Just as a new chiddush of a boy al bayis, if somebody walks into the bayis, so making Rosh of Rubi alone, your tummy, that's only if you walk in frontwards. So if you walk in going your backwards, and your nose is still sticking out, you'll be torn. Tanin HaMechav, we learn like this also. Gagin Halolu, that's the roofs of the Beit HaMikdash, and Eichlem Shom Kodesh Kedoshim, you're not allowed to eat there your Kodesh Kedoshim, it doesn't have the Kedusha. Rashi says only the Ritzpah, the floor, has Kedusha, and the Adra, the space, the air, up until the roof, has Kedusha of the base Kodesh Kedoshim, but not the roof. V'yein Shechtem Shom Kodeshim Kalim, and now that I make a Shechita there, that's not the Mokam HaMikdash, you can't make a Shechita on top of the roof of the base HaMikdash. V'tomei Shenichnas Derech Gagin Lahechal Potter. For Tomei walks in, Derech Gagin, he knows he's Tomei, and he walked in, he jumped in through the roof, he comes in, he's Potter for coming in. Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'yalamikdash Loi Savoy, you're now supposed to walk in when you're Tomei. So again, V'dashin, Derech Biyos for Torah. The Torah is only Mechayiv if you come in, Derech Biyah. But Avadi here we're talking about that as soon as he comes in, right away he exits. Because if he would stay there and be shoya, his b'chayim is not worse than a person became tummy inside. That again does not have a b at all. He became tummy inside. Still, the locker is he has to exit. And if he waits there and does not exit, he'll be chayim for that. See, here that we say his potter means his potter for the bia, for first coming in. Since he came in shalaykid erich bia, he came in through the roof, not through the front gate. Therefore, his potter for the kenisa. But we're talking about that he exits, he leaves right away. So he's not chayav for the Shia. Then the Mishnah says, Zuhi mitzvah saseh sheba migdash shechayovim aleha. That the Mishnah says that this halacha, that if the Bezdin would pass him, that if a person's inside the base of migdash, he, let's say, is allowed to go the longer route, or he doesn't have, even if he waits kadei shoy, he's still his potter, if Bezdin paskin's wrong, Bezdin's not chayav a par helam dover. Rashi says, Ein chayovim, Bezdin boy rosom, alesev yaloisa seshiva migdash, kloimar, alaroyas tumas migdash, shakodeshiv. If Bezdin paskin's wrong in these halachas, Bein shusha lesev, when it's a question that the person that came tummy inside, and now there's an essay to exit, to leave, Bein shenitma biyazara, dainu essay divishalchu, he's supposed to leave. Bein shusha loisa say, kagoy nitma bachutz, a person became tummy outside, and the Bezdin paskin's, he's allowed to come into the base migdash. Yiki azor, there's a lav, El Hamikdash Leitovoy. And if Bezdin Paskin's wrong in both these cases, still the Mishnah says here, they're potter from the Par Helam Dover. Why? For us, the Gemara there in Horus explains, Taima Dein Chayovim Mishum Dein Mevim Par Baror, El Al Helam Dover, Shech Gosloi Chates Kavua. It has to be that if a Yochid does it privately, Bishoigig, he is Chayiv Chates Kavua. But over here, by Tumas Mitish Kadeshov, where the Chiyiv Korban is a Korban, it will be Yorid. Therefore, Bezdin does not have to bring the Par Helam Dover. So that's what the Mishnah Hurri says. Again, the Mor says that, the Mor says, Heichikoi, where is our Mishnah going on? To call Mezuhi, that it says this is the one. That the answer is, Hosam Koi, we're going on the Mishnah Hurri. It says over there, Ein Chayovim Alesei, the Alesei Sheh Sheva Migdash. If Bezdin Paskin's wrong and people listen to Bezdin, they're not Chayav the special Par Helam Dover if the Averi was on the Esther or the Oyster say of coming into the, or being there when you're talking in the base of Migdash. And the reason that Rashi says, Because here the key of korban is oil of yerid. For that there's no parhel on dover. And the other chiddush is v'yein mevi and ashram toli alesa v'alesa sheshe b'migdash. The chlal, even if a yochid, a private person, went into the base of migdash and he has a doubt whether he was tummy or not. So usually if you do an avera and you're doubtful whether you ate chelev or not, in the meantime you have to bring an ashram toli. Over here, if you have a doubt whether you went in when you were tummied, you're potter from an ashram toli. Rashi also says, explains over there, because you only chayav an ashram toli, if again, if the avera that was done vadai, you have to bring a chatas kavua. But over here, even though you realize later that you did the avera for sure, you only chayav a korban oil of a yerid. So on a korban oil of a yerid, if you did it doubtfully, there's no chayav korban ashram toli. That's what it says there, the Mishnah Hurrius. But you should know, chayav malesei fialesei sheshev benida. There's a loisa say not to live with your wife when she's in Ida. And there's also an isra say, we'll soon see, that if, when you're living with her already, now she becomes tamei, there's a locha how you're supposed to leave her. So these two cases, Vezden and Paskin's wrong, that they do bring a korban or parhelum dover. Or mevi and ashram toli alesi v'alesa sheshev in Ida. And if a person does this chet besofik, he has a doubt whether his wife was in Ida or not, so then he does have to bring an Oshem Toli. Because in a case where he does it for sure, he has to bring a Chattis, Kavua. So when the Korban is a Chattis Kavua, if Bezdin Paskin's wrong, Bezdin has to bring a Parhelam Dover. And if you do the Avera B'Sofik, he has to bring an Oshem Toli.
Why does he mention specific?
So this is the Mishnah in Hurrius. Okama now our Mishnah in Shua says, Zuhi, when that Mishnah there was talking about a mitzvah in Tumas Mikdash, this is it. Zui mitzvah esa shemigdash. Our case here is the case that when a kayin or somebody walked into the base of mitzvah when he was tall, and inside it became tamei. Shein chayov malea. If there's in paskin that such a person does not have to leave, or he can leave through the longer route, even though they made a mistake, the bezin is potam from a par helam dover. The yezuhi mitzvah esa shemanida. What's the mitzvah essay? Like a lot, we understand you can't live with your wife when she's a nida. But where's only the essay that you have to leave her? Shechiyovim Aleha, what's the case? Like says in our Mishnah, Hoyimishamishim HaTorah. A man was living with his wife and she was tall. The Omrullah in the middle, she says to him, Nitimesi, I feel now Dam is coming out, I'm a Nida. Or Pirush Miyad, and the husband leaves right away, Chayiv. If he does B'Shoigig, he's Chayiv a carbon for this. Why? The Chur is an honest. What did he do wrong? The answer is, if Neshi Tsiyosai, if he leaves her when his aver is still hard, he's having enjoyment now. The same way going the same way coming in is called enjoyment. Leaving with an aver, a hard aver, is called hano. So we'll soon see what he's supposed to do is wait there until the aver is mace, till the aver becomes small, and then he should leave her. That's called less hano. But over here, that he's leaving right away, that's called an avera. He's having hano, enjoyment. That's considered a ma'aseh diya with his wife when she's in nida. That's the chiddush. That this is the mitzvah essay. That when you leave, you have to leave without enjoyment, or at least with a less amount of enjoyment. We'll soon see. That means you have to leave with an eva mace and not with an eva chai. Now, if we learn like this, Abaye Roma Mishmei de Rabbi Chiya bar Rav that chayiv shtayim. In this case, there's a case that he can chayiv two kavonis. A man lives with his wife, and in the middle of the bia she becomes a nida, so it could be ischayev a korban for the knisa coming into her, and ischayev a separate korban for the itziya the way he leaves. We'll soon see how is that possible. V'chein amar rovo amar rav shmuel bar shvo amar rav huna chayev shtayim, that you chayev two kabonis, two separate kabonis. Yosef Yechayiv Shtayim, Chodo Aknisa, one Yechayiv for the Knisa coming into your wife. Now that she's an Ida, you came in, she's an Ida, Yechayiv a Korban, it's called your Shoigei. And Vechodo Aprisha, it's called that now you have a Yedi in between, because your wife is telling you now, you should know she's Tamei. So she's giving you a Yediya. So you have a Yediya. And now you leave the wrong way. You're supposed to wait there until the Eva becomes small and then leave. And you left her right away, so that's like a new mice, that's a new Isra say, for that you chayav a korban. So every Rabbi, Rabbi asked the question, Pamai, what's the case talking about? How do you have a case, you chayav two korbanos here? Elaine, if you want to tell me that Samach Levester, we're talking about now that this is the time she was supposed to see her period. It's Samach Levester that we'll see later on next daf. There's an issa not to live with your wife at the time when she's supposed to see her period. That's called Hevesis. When she has her time, Hevesis, that period, that 12 hour, that daytime or that nighttime is also. So that's the time we're talking about now. Uvaman, who are we talking about? Elaine of a Talmud Chacham, a person that knows Dalocha, so he knows he's not supposed to live with his wife now. So Bishlei Maknis Lechayiv. I can understand why, if he took the chance, like Rashi says, he's only a Shoigig now, because Kesav, or the Mar says Kesav, he thinks, Yecholni Livol. He thinks, even though I'm not supposed to now, so true, he's over this Issa living with her, but for that you're not Chayiv Chorus, that's not an Issa Nidah. He thinks, though, he'll be able to live with her fast, do a fast job, and he'll be out before she sees the Dam. That's called a Shoigig. He's not a nonus because he shouldn't have lived with her now. He should have known now does not have asset. Now's the period of time. He's not supposed to live with her. So he's called a shoygeg for going into her, and that's good why it's chayiv a korban. Elo aprisha maila chayiv. But if the person's a Talmud Chochem, he knows the halacha, so why is he chayiv a korban for leaving her? Mezeru, the person knows the halacha. The halacha is that your wife just told you she's an eder. So you're supposed to leave her, and you're not supposed to leave right away when your eder is still hard. You have to wait till it's mace, then you have less enjoyment. That's the way you're supposed to leave. So if you deliberately leave right away, you're chayiv karas, you're not chayiv a carbon though. So where's the keshik chayiv?